All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, as the NBA season is winding down, all roads point to the Washington Wizards not qualifying for the postseason. After the Wizards lost last night at the hands of the Detroit Pistons, the Wizards were eliminated from postseason contention. And you look at the past 2 years, Washington was able to make the Eastern Conference semifinals. And each of the last 2 years, under head coach Randy Whitman, they actually had an improvement in their record. That is not the case this year, as the Wizards will have to win their last three games of the season in order to finish with an even campaign and finish at 500, as there is no chance for them right now to have a winning record. And you look at the Wizards this season, and plain and simple, they've been consistently inconsistent. And you look at the injuries that this team has had to deal with this year, most notably, of course, shooting guard Bradley Beal, who has only appeared in 54 games this year for the Wizards. And that has been a big part as far as the detriment for this club this year. Now, point guard John Wall is enjoying the best year of his NBA career. He's averaging nearly 20 points per contest, as well as over 10 assists per game. But there hasn't been that other person there consistently behind Wall to really put the Wizards over the hump. You look at the fact that this team lost Paul Pierce in free agency last summer when he went on to sign with the Los Angeles Clippers, and he provided a veteran presence not only on the court but also in the locker room for this team, and it made a big time impact. And he's been a player that the Wizards simply have been unable to replace. Now, at the same time, Otto Porter Jr., the emergence that he has provided for this club is starting to show. This was a guy that was a third overall pick of the 2013 NBA draft by Washington, and it's been a slow footing for him so far, but this year is going to be the first time that he finishes as far as averaging more than 10 points per game, and that is a big thing for Washington as they look to continue to grow with this young man at small forward. But you look at the job that Ernie Grunfeld, the Wizards general manager, along with head coach Randy Whitman have done, and they're going to go out there this summer and really look to improve this team. Now, Kevin Durant, the current Oklahoma City Thunder forward, is going to be the most prized free agent this summer, and I guarantee you that the Wizards are going to make every effort that they can to get him to join them. Why? Because this is a guy that is a native of Maryland, and they are going to try to sweet-talk him into coming home to playing with John Wall. Now, will it happen? I'm not sure, but I do believe that Washington is going to give it everything that they can to attempt to get him to come play ball in the nation's capital. You also look at some other potential free agents this summer that the Wizards could target. Chicago Bulls center Pau Gasol does have the option to opt out of his deal right now, and all signs point to him being unpleasant in the Windy City, of course, due to the fact that the Bulls will not make the playoffs this year, and the Wizards do need a veteran presence in their front court. Would Gasol be able to be swayed to come to the nation's capital? We'll have to wait and see on that one. Hassan Whiteside, the current Miami Heat center, and this is a guy that has really emerged as a rebounder and shot blocker. He's still a bit immature. For my money, I do see Miami more than likely keeping him, but should they allow him to walk away as an unrestricted free agent, he could be somebody that the Wizards could target. I also look at Maurice Spates. He is a backup big man for the Golden State Warriors. And Spates, to me, has the ability to average anywhere between 12 to 15 points per game as long as he gets the minutes. He's not going to get the minutes in Golden State. He is an unrestricted free agent this summer. And it's a situation, does he want to continue winning and be a bit player for the Warriors, or does he want to go out there and get more money and show that he can play this game at a high level? So the Wizards do have options. They could also stay within their division if the Atlanta Hawks decide to allow power forward Al Horford to leave in free agency. And it's a situation, could Washington simply want to play keep away? And now, being that the Wizards are not going to go to the playoffs, they will be in the NBA's draft lottery. And it will be interesting to see if the ping pong balls do bounce in their favor, and if they could move up somewhat into that top 10, maybe even top 5, and get a higher draft pick this June. But with that said, this appears to be a very deep NBA draft class. So even if the Wizards are at the tail end of the draft lottery in the teens, in the low to mid-teens, it's a situation where they could still come away with a quality player. You look at it, the Wizards were not that far off this year, but they you look at so many games where they simply were unable to get over the hump. And they need somebody else besides John Wall, a healthy Bradley Beal for next year. And this team could be right back into the playoffs. But right now for the Washington Wizards, they can only sit back and ask themselves what simply could have been for us this season. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NBA playoffs. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.